Chapter 6. What is the price of change? When I talk on the subject of good debt and bad debt, I often hear questions like the following. But what if the market crashes? But what if I make a mistake? But what if I cannot pay off the debt? But what if I'm not interested in real estate? But how can I afford to buy real estate when the prices are so high where I live? But isn't all debt risky? Isn't it better to be debt-free? These are all legitimate questions based on real-world concerns and are not to be taken lightly. I heard one well-known investor say, "Treat all investments as bad investments." But you may also notice what the noted investor did not say. Your concerns are valid, so don't do anything. Yet for millions of people, these fears paralyze them and cause them to do nothing. It is the fear of the unknown that often causes people not to change. Most people are not able to change when they need to change. They keep on doing the same thing. I'm sure many want to change, but are paralyzed instead by fears and doubts such as, "But what if the market crashes?" Or, "But what if I make a mistake?" Or, "But what if I cannot pay off the debt?" In other words, many people cannot change because they become prisoners of their own doubts and fears. Their doubts and fears force them to keep doing the same old things, hoping things will change, which is the popular definition of insanity. Rich Dad often said, for people who are afraid of making mistakes, it is often easier to do nothing or do the same thing. One of Sir Isaac Newton's other universal laws, the law of conservation of energy, states, a body at rest stays at rest, and a body in motion stays in motion. In other words, a person often finds it easier to remain doing the same thing because a body in motion just stays in motion, doing the same thing. And a person finds it difficult to change because it is often difficult to get something new started because a body at rest stays at rest. So the price of becoming a millionaire often means doing something different, starting from scratch, getting a new ball rolling, making a few mistakes, and eventually becoming smart at something new. It sounds simple, and it is simple. But the reason most people do not do something simple that could make them millionaires is found in this law of Newton's. In my second book, Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, I wrote about the four different types of people found in the world of money and business. In the cash flow quadrant, there are four squares, each with a different letter, E, S, B, and I. The four letters stand for employee, self-employed or small business owner, big business owner, and investor. The book goes into the core differences between each of the four people found in each quadrant, and what changes people need to make if they want to change quadrants. The reason I bring the quadrant up at this time is because while many people want to change, many more become trapped in their one quadrant. For example, many people leave school, get a job, and remain in the employee quadrant until they retire, although they may long to burst out and do something different. Something different such as invest or start their own business. Many people, when they make a change, often do make changes, but only inside one of the quadrants. For example, many people make changes only inside the employee quadrant, which is why they go from job to job looking for more pay or happiness. The reason so few people become wealthy from the employee quadrant is because the tax laws are the hardest on the employee quadrant. If a person does move from one quadrant to another quadrant, the most popular change is the change from the E quadrant to the S quadrant. A person making this change is often heard saying, "I want to do my own thing," or "I want to be my own boss." This is also a difficult quadrant to become wealthy in, because if the person stops working, the income stops coming in. Further, the tax laws are also very tough on the self-employed. The B and I quadrants are the easiest to achieve great wealth in, but they too pose challenges, different personal challenges. If you would like further distinctions or information on the four different quadrants and how to make the necessary changes, you may want to read Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant. My advice is to keep your daytime job and give yourself at least 5 years to start something new in a new quadrant. The reason so many people play the lottery or game shows in the hopes of getting rich is because most people are either from the E or the S quadrant. Most people who do find great wealth are primarily from the B and I quadrants. One of the ways people can improve their chances of becoming millionaires is by changing quadrants. There are no guarantees, but at least your chances improve greatly as a person who operates from the B or I quadrant. It is estimated that less than 1% of the people who achieve great wealth come from the E quadrant, and the percentage is the same for people in the S quadrant. In other words, if you are serious about becoming a millionaire in as short a time as possible, you may need to make a change in quadrants. When I ask people, who really wants to be a millionaire? I also ask the same people if they are willing to change quadrants. Some are, and most are not. Why? The answer is again found in the word change. For many people, the change required to move from the quadrants on the left side, the E and S side, to the B and I side, is too high a price greater than many are willing to pay. For people unwilling to make that change, it is best to find other ways to become a millionaire, such as try and get rich by being cheap and cutting up your credit cards, marry someone for their money, or get rich by being a crook. But for those who are willing to consider making the change, I offer the following diagram as a helpful guide to you who are brave of heart.